Let's talk a little bit about Auschwitz, which was the largest of the concentration camps. It was Auschwitz I, which was the base camp. Auschwitz II was the extermination camp, and Auschwitz III, a work camp, 48 camps in all. They had these standing cells, starvation cells, dark cells, and you may want to comment on that. Was Auschwitz then in full operation while you were there? So the exterminating was actually happening in the so-called property area.
Yes, it was. And I should mention that as we, our fortunate group, went to the showers, there was a building that was built to the same specification where the old, the sick, and the children were taken. And instead of water, poisonous gas descended on them. They were killed, and then their bodies burned in the crematoria ovens built for that purpose. So you see, there were people running this entire machine, this industry of killing. They were people who were building the ovens, who were maintaining them, who produced Cyclone B. It was a business of killing people. There have been many tragedies in human history, and to this day, people are being killed for various unbelievable reasons, innocent people, as we speak. But there have never been death factories set up that were so well organized. That is what the Shoah means to me.
You're talking about 1944.
Correct.
The Germans were committed to the so-called final solution.
Yes.
By January of 42. Mm-hmm. And September of 41, the gas chambers were in operation. They experimented on 600 Russian POWs, 250 Polish inmates, and gassed them September 3rd of 1941. So we established that. That was already in operation as you were there in 1944. So maybe I'm jumping ahead of myself here. Are you looking back then thinking, why did we not meet our end there at the extermination camp?
Oh, yes. For many years, until recently, really, until about 6-7 years ago, I always asked myself the question. I actually felt guilty telling people who came through the camps as the only surviving member of the family that I was with my mother all the time. If I have time, I certainly want to explain how this came about, which comes a little bit later. It is a most unusual story, but I have learned why it is that I, as a child yet, survived the selection and survived being in Auschwitz for a short time.
Okay, then you refer to the fact that you were moving on. Why didn't you meet your end there, and why were you selected to move on?
Well, I think that maybe if I can briefly tell from then on, it will become clear, and then I will speak about it. We were taken to a concentration camp, Stutthof. I don't always tell the story, but I will for this interview. It was every bit as awful as Auschwitz, but less well known. And it was in Stutthof that one of the worst memories occurred. We were sitting on the floor in one of the barracks. They were all built to the same specification, long, low buildings, divided lengthwise in three sections. The center section was the Lagerstrasse, where mostly SS women would march up and down and beat us and scream at us. Then there were on both sides these bunks, which really were shelves. You've probably seen them in a documentary film. Well, that one evening, my mother and I sat on the floor in front of those bunks, mother and I and other women, and my grandmother Kaffeemann sat across the Lagerstrasse on the other side with other women. We were already undernourished and not doing well physically. When from the left side, I remember that, here come the black boots. And they were spiffy looking, clean looking, starched uniforms, some young men. I believe that one of them at least was an officer. Maybe they all were. To me, they were all the black boots. And he announced that he was looking for some volunteers to mend their socks in exchange for an extra piece of bread. I believe to this day that when my grandmother's hand went up, she was one of the first to volunteer. It was because she wanted to give this piece of bread to me. My mother later told me, as she held on to my hand, that she wanted to shout to her mother, "Don't," but she couldn't, because that would have brought attention to me, and I wasn't supposed to be there. As the women were led outside, one of the young men came back laughing. He was laughing. There was no mending to be done. This was Saturday night, and these men entertained themselves by taking these women outside and killing them.